station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Better late than never is what we say here around the old Q-Talk studios. And
we don't know how you feel about it.
Eventually
we'll get to you.
You waited around for it.
If you've waited, welcome to us.
Welcome, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're listening on a repeat, well, then you had no fucking wait at all, did you? No, they didn't.
Well, no, they had to sort through that weird 40 minutes of nothingness.
Well, no, but if you subscribe and it downloads automatically to your phone, then you just started the show whatever time you wanted
to. Because I edit that first half out.
Oh, I must listen to it before you do that.
How?
Oh, on YouTube. I watch it on the YouTube.
No, and then you'll know on the website when I post it. Actually, if you go to the website and go to that link where I post our latest show, it starts right at the...
Oh.
I fix it. So I'm here for you. I help that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I know better.
QTalkAmerica.com. You go to the website and you hit the... I think it's one of the first pages where it's a listen now. And at the bottom of that, it says our latest show on YouTube. And then if you touch that, it starts right when the show starts as opposed to that 30, 40-minute intro. Heaven sakes alive. Well, according to Kat, I jinxed our show. I was optimistic earlier in the day that we would have original cast all here for our first show in October.
Well, not original cast. Original cast. They're
it's
not
also
coming
not
back.
Yeah. Not October, so maybe for our first show in October, it'll be the original cast.
I can't believe that I typed that wrong twice, Jenny. I see where it says deleted in the chat room?
Yeah.
I typed that same line with the wrong fucking show number in it, deleted it, retyped it, and did it again. So, yes, 353 is the show.
It's consistency that makes it so.
Yeah.
Such a success.
So, anywho. Anyway, here we are. It's Kat Carlson, Doug Wilkie sitting in the place
Hello.
Where Marnie. And I really don't even feel like I need to introduce Doug anymore as a special guest. He's just.
Rotating revolving guest.
He's just
now.
Been here for the past 4 weeks of shows.
We decided to go on a rotating schedule.
Yeah, there's that.
Permanent guest host. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, of course, Al Perkins. And we're all look, they're all in the black, except. Our star, look, I heard she's got a sparkly shirt, too.
I'm very sparkly.
I like that shirt. It's very cute. It's a gift.
Thank
you'll tell us about it in a minute.
It is. It's a gift from our friends at Ripple Phoenix.
Ripple Phoenix.
In a color that I really enjoy.
I will give you all a little heads up, though, just in case as you listen and things kind of go off track.
We're changing the dress code?
No. Kat Carlson has not slept for 9 days. There's
nice
a lot
true.
Going on
very
in
busy.
Her world, and... I don't know that you've slept. I don't know how you're sustaining being awake. Is it coffee? Is it uppers? Is
Safeway sushi.
Safeway sushi.
Yeah.
Got it. Out of camera shot.
You learn to
shot.
Get it where you can get it. You know what I mean?
Out of camera shot. You cannot
I learned that
it.
Long ago in different areas of my life.
Oh.
Get it where you can
get it. Where you can get it.
Yep.
Well, if that works for you, then.
If they offer it, take it.
There it is. Oh, hell of a meow cow. And Jenny and Mama. Hi, Mom. Mom's in there. Of course, Doug, the guest Dolness, is with us as well. Oh. My heavens. Now, it is still warm in the Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know if you all caught this, but you thought it was another good idea to ride your bike over.
Oh, it was a very, very poor idea.
Oh my gosh, did you die?
Nearly.
Yeah.
Awful.
It was
awful.
One of those things where I was in the middle of 7th Avenue, and I'm like, you know what? Just jump in front of a car.
Put me out of my own misery.
Yeah, the ambulance will be air-conditioned.
Well, that's valid. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I was going to see what our, I don't know what our current temperature is, but I was going to
look. It was 115.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Well, right, according to, well, this is always different. Yahoo says one thing, the iPhone says another. 106 is on the iPhone, but let's see what Yahoo says. Oh, 106, they're both the same.
I mean, mine was an hour and a half ago. I got home at like 6:05.
Valid. So, now, 106.
So, closer to my bike ride.
106 early, yeah. Heaven's sake. So I'll be very happy when we get past all this in about 2.5 months.
Very soon. Yeah, very soon.
Yeah, but the nights will break soon.
The nights will break in about 5 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that, too.
Somewhere. And you know what the lovely part of it is? It's because we don't do that daylight savings time business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're already, like, far enough south for it to get dark a little earlier than the rest of the world. And then we don't play that game at all.
Yeah.
We don't wait and kill ourselves in November. Like,
which freaked me out while I was in Idaho, because they do the daylight savings and they're so much farther north. And
uh-huh.
I was like, you know, they're starting to cook dinner. And I'm like, what is it, 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Oh, good God, it's 8 p.m.
Oh, no kidding.
Honest to God, like the daylight change.
And
was
I say it all the time when I'm home in the summer. I'm like, I know I bring this up every year, and I'm really sorry, but it's 8:30 at night and it's like 4 p.m. outside. Like, yeah. When will this shit end?
Mm-hmm. I'm with Idaho. Well, I guess, and Buffalo, probably the same amount north. So it probably doesn't go down till like 10:30.
Mm. Not quite that late, but close to 10.
10.
Yeah. I started drinking at noon, so I didn't really,
right, I didn't really care. You know, it does,
whether the sun was up or down.
It does seem that it used to stay light longer in Phoenix years ago than it does now.
We've been known for this early darkness.
No. I mean, it seemed like when I first moved here 25 years ago, I would swear that it was still light at like 9:30 at night.
Not in the summer. Well, not ever. No.
Well, no, because in the wintertime, it gets dark at like 4:15.
Yeah.
Like, but in the winter...
Oh, those are glorious days.
It just goes boom, dark.
Yeah. No. I've been here a long time. It's always been blissfully early here.
For some reason,
the sun is gone by 7:30 in the height of summer. Like, possibly 8 o'clock.
Just feels different. Now, and we were talking...
And I was home earlier this year than I usually am, so I was actually home close to the actual, like...
The solstice?
Summer solstice.
Yeah. So it was like the longest day. So I was like, okay, this shit is never ending. Like, this daytime stuff y'all got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And when we go back, is it November that we change? I never remember. I know it's spring forward, fall back, but I never remember when the
time
change.
They make it up. They changed it. It's like late September, early October now.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
Well, it used to coincide with the LDS conference that they do twice a year.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Wow.
Don't ask me why I know. I just.
Yes. Oh, that's the winter solstice. That's not what I'm looking for. I wanted the time change. Winter solstice is Friday, December 21st, but that's not what I wanted.
It's always the 21st.
Yeah, that one does. The summer and winter don't change. Oh, like you mean when do the clocks change?
Yes.
The clocks change. Like, I feel like it's been November lately. I feel like they bumped it.
Or did they go that way? I don't fucking know. You know why?
Because we don't do it. Yeah. But I happened to be out of town last year. I was in California for a time change, and then I was in Italy for a time change.
Yes, because the Italy one fucked you up.
Very stressful.
Because you were doing all of your scheduling on the wrong time.
Did you miss the train because of it?
Looks like it ends November 4th is when we fall back on November 4th, which is right before the midterm elections. Few days before that,
yes, not bad.
Speaking of which, we are there are a few special elections going on right now around the country. We were watching some of the stuff online earlier, so we're going to figure out how some of those shake out here yet this evening.
Well, the big one in Ohio, the Republican Balderson is ahead, 100,052 votes to 98,364. He's actually pulled ahead more, and now it's 99% in. So I think that's pretty much done.
Okay. Is Franklin County in? That was the one to watch.
And they're 99% in.
I was watching Steve Kornacki.
Losing his mind.
That's the liberal enclave. Is Franklin County, and they said it wouldn't come in until late.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if it's one, they got 99% in, so who knows?
I don't know what their early voting is there in Ohio. When
it was heavy Democrat.
I understand that. My point was, they kept saying it was the early voting. These are the results from early voting. When does that cutoff happen? Because they already had that stuff counted and done. Mm-hmm. And though here, you can mail your ballot in, I forget how many days before an actual election, you can mail your ballot. But I don't ever remember Arizona's shit being counted that quick.
And like it depends. Like California's, you can mail I think it's California that's right up until... The time. Like, you can mail it today. Like, if the election was today...
As long as it's postmarked
today. Like, they have very late early voting, if that makes sense. And I think Ohio's is the one where they keep shrinking it and doing all the voter suppression.
We have a cutoff, but because if you don't get it postmarked right then, but then you can still...
You can drop it off at the poll.
But then it's provisional.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's provisional, and then it never... It gets counted, but after the vote's already done.
Which, long ago. Yeah.
They have, later. What do they have? Like, in our state, I think it's... Either 3 or 7 days to count the provisional ballots.
I honestly don't know what that number is. Oh. But mine goes in next week. I already have mine, and I will be sending that in for our midterm in... Well, actually, that's for one in August, right?
That's
for the primary. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the big one coming up later this year.
So, as of... And now in the picture that they had up on CNN... When, like, 20 minutes ago is the literal picture they have up on the board. Oh, no, it's not. Same percentages on MSNBC, but that thing says 75% in, so it's all, you know, all who gets there. You know what I mean? Like, so who's updating their pages faster? It frustrates me when
It drives results in one. I can't even relive all of that.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Remember we had that discussion? We're like, was there ever any news story in your life that 3 years later you were like, thank God CNN got there 4 minutes before the other one?
Right, yeah.
Like, why? Why is that the thing?
Yeah. Every day.
And my other favorite one is when they'll do a breaking news story and they're there on what, not, this is aside from elections, and they're there, but they want to do it. So they're like, and we've got this breaking story, and they're at the thing, and they're like, and we haven't really talked to anyone yet, so we don't really have anything to say about it, but we're here.
Yeah, we're
like,
here.
So. Well, thank you for that report, Tina.
Yeah.
That was great.
Back to you in the studio. We're here if you need us.
We're here, but we don't have any news though.
35 minutes later, finally somebody walks out of a meeting and they're like, "So what happened in the meeting?" Oh, we're not telling you.
Yeah, we can't say. So, Kat Carlson, tell us about your week.
Yeah,
not a bunch.
Nothing to report.
Nothing. Bunch.
My
not
gosh, you've had a busy past few weeks.
We opened the Cobalt 2.0 Grown and Sexy Edition.
Oh, yeah,
that's what we're calling it.
Grown and sexy, bigger, longer.
Yeah,
maybe. Cat. Yeah. I'm not sure.
There will be T-shirts. Just give me a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I want it now, Daddy. I want a new T-shirt now.
Settle down.
Wish in one hand, shit in the other.
Yeah, to just. Wonderfully overwhelming excitement from so many people. Like,
yeah.
We were blown away. Our grand opening was probably double
what
we thought it could be.
I was thinking
what we thought it could be.
I knew you guys were ready. You'd prepped. You were ready. Mm-hmm. I don't think you were ready for that.
How could you be?
It was insane.
How could
it
you
was
be?
Just insane. I was so happy for you, in spite of lines, in spite of heat, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was wall-to-wall.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. So many people came out to see the new bar.
Yeah, and it's a great space. It really is a beautiful bar.
Yeah, gorgeous space.
And by and large, you know, God love all of our friends that come see us. Everybody was very, very patient and very, like, understanding with how big that crowd was at its peak. It did end up, like, finally calming down. We stopped letting people in for a while and kind of leveled it out after a while. But, yeah, so much fun. And by and large, I only had one old man want to try and yell at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was nice. Yeah.
For what?
I was surprised with that.
Yeah, busy. For what?
What was our topic?
Well, it was too busy.
Shush.
I'm not kidding. So this man, Drewby, comes over to me at some point, and we're like dying. You know what I mean? Like, we're just busy, 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 going as fast as we can. You know, we can't keep enough glassware. We're pulling out reserve glassware.
No exaggeration in your statement.
Like, we're digging out, like, any old fucking thing that looks like a glassware, we're putting a cocktail in it at this point, because we just shoved them out there, and we had a fantastic crew that was shoving drinks out way faster than two guys could even wash them or pull them out from the back. Like, we were emptying cases left and right, which was fantastic. We were just as on top of it as those guys could be. And so... right in the middle of all that, Drew comes over and he says, "Hey, do you want to talk to this guy because he's demanding a manager?" Sure.
Yeah.
I'll play manager, sure.
Day one, manager required.
Why not? So I call him over to the side, which he clearly doesn't understand what this means. Like,
oh,
come over here.
Okay.
Didn't understand this. So then I had to go get him and say, "Listen, I can't talk to you right here. Please come over here. Come meet me on the other end of the bar, and I'm happy to talk to you and figure out what your issue is." So I call him over, and he literally just wants to yell at me. Wants to tell me that he did corporate restaurants for 20 years.
It always starts with, I was a manager.
Of course you were.
Right.
Sure, honey.
You may have worked at ZTE House at some point.
Or I owned a 750
young lady, I owned a business.
Yep. Which is fine. Sure.
I owned my own business.
Yeah. I thought he was going to choke on his dirty beard when I told him, "I understand, honey. I've been doing this for 15.
Mm-hmm. Been at it a minute.
Yeah, been at it a minute. Went, well, who planned this opening? You didn't plan it right. Blah, 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 blah." I said, "You know what? We're a little blown away by the support and the excitement about our new space. And all of our friends I think the entire country have come out tonight."
Yeah.
"And we're very excited about that. And he just wants to keep, like, telling me that we've done a bad job." And I finally looked at him and I said, "You know what you're doing right now? You're keeping me from helping other customers. Honey, now you're making it
That's
worse."
That's really good.
And so then I tell him this. He slaps me on the back like I'm his best little buddy friend. Said, "Well, go get him, champ." Shit you not.
Wow.
In the middle of all that madness, I got that.
And how long was that? Was it 60 seconds? Was it 2 minutes?
No, it was... He took about 10 minutes of my time.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah. He took up a whole lot of time.
That's about 9 minutes longer than I probably would have given it.
Because I was about ready to send him out the fucking door because I walked him out to the patio. I walked him out to the patio and I was about to tell my door
guy. Well, surprise, Kit Carlson, on line one is the man you talked to on Friday. Yeah.
He told me his name was Johnny Cochran and I said, I'm not kidding.
He loved you as champ.
Loves me as champ. Hated me as champ. But no, otherwise, it's been a great opening weekend. Lots and lots and lots of people come out to see us just every day so far this week.
I heard that bingo on Monday, last night, was packed.
Yeah, I heard bingo was nice and busy and, you know. So we're killing it, man.
And today they posted, it was you and Drewby I saw posted, mm-hmm. You're looking for help. If you're a server or a bartender.
Looking for a job, we're looking for help.
Come on.
Yeah, so we've opened up some positions, and I spent most of the day meeting some people.
Oh,
talking
cool.
to some people, yeah.
Oh, quick response, good.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, come in today.
That social media works, you know.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Sure does. Had people messaging me, and I finally...
It's almost instant.
Yeah.
With computer-like speed, that's how I like to describe it.
The interwebs are amazing.
Yeah, I did a little coordinating with Jeffrey, the owner, and I said, well, here's what we're going to do. Why don't you go do your errands in the morning, and I'm going to line up some people this afternoon, and we're going to talk to some people today. And so sure as shit, like, people stopped by all afternoon. We met some people and met some folks that we like that we think we're going to bring on board, and we're going to staff up just a little bit, and away mm-hmm. we go.
Are any of them, and obviously I don't need to know all of that, I just was curious, are any of them people who have already been that we know?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know if maybe it was just, you know, fresh meat you're finding, or if there were some other star tenders from around the city that we know.
We're certainly not poaching.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not a thing.
You're not collecting people like Stacey Lewis likes to do.
No. We're certainly not poaching, but, you know, we met some people that have worked different places that we know that, you know, are available and have some availability for us. So, yeah, we're going to be...
Very cool.
We're going to be in good shape, I think.
Overwhelmingly exciting for you. I think it's all great. I'm glad the turnout...
Yeah. And that was fantastic.
I walked in at 7:15, 7:20 on Friday night, and I was like, huh?
Well, because I forced us open an hour early on Friday.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. The plan was to open the doors at 6. You know, kind of hold people at bay or whatever. But after I was there maybe 10 minutes and turned away maybe 15 people at 4:30. I came back inside and there were only two of us there by then because, of course, everybody else was late on their first day.
Yeah. Well played.
Another reason to hire more staff.
Another real good reason to hire more staff.
Late on your first day of work.
There's some hungry bitches out there. That take
punctuality is going to be back in style in about a week.
But anyway. So.
One of the survivor games on the island. Punctuality.
after about 15 minutes of turning people away, I went in and Drewby was in on time with me, and I said, you know what, let's get a well set up, let's fucking let him in.
Yeah,
let him in. People are literally beating our door down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let them in. So we were a full house by 6.
Gosh. Yeah,
by 6 o'clock, and it,
God, that's
just
it never
went,
no, let
it,
up.
Mm-hmm. Not until 2. It never let up.
I think I finally left about midnight-ish is when I left.
Yeah. I saw social media.
I don't
lighting
think I
up
saw you for the first
like
3 hours you were
there. And I thought, oh no,
no, you didn't. And what's funny is I actually stood in between, like you've got your well when you walk in,
mm-hmm.
where the corner of the bar was, and a lot of people were making that the line of getting drinks.
Yeah, I was helping a lot of
and
people
I stood,
right there.
I stood there. I stood there probably 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, and it's all right because I understood what was going on.
Yeah,
and I just stood there, and I kept watching you, and I'm like, at some point, she's going to make eye contact, and so I think I was probably there two and a half hours before you actually saw me.
Yeah.
But again, no
good problem.
You guys
have.
Were just balls to the wall, going nonstop.
Yeah.
And I forgot.
And I knew you were in trouble with the friends and family, because I got there before they did, and I got there for that first part that I was like, what the fuck? Fuck is this?
Yeah, our small friends and family party
was huge.
Was capacity.
Yeah, totally.
And that first hour, like, there were people I saw across the room that I never made it across to say hi to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, Lawrence is over there, and he's over there, and he's over there. And then I was like, oh, well, I can't see them anymore.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fernelli and I were, like, two tables away for a good half hour before we could even talk.
Yeah.
But, so I knew you were in trouble for Friday.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah.
We did too. We took, you know, we did all the planning and took every precaution that we know how to do. Like, we...
Mm-hmm. You mean you can't you can't prepare for absolutely everything. I mean, absolutely. You just do what you
how
can.
How long was the line?
I don't know.
Oh, at one point from the door, because and I don't know if it's by plan, and unfortunately for an event like this, it worked out this way. I mean, you got four wells?
I have three wells.
It would seem like, okay, well, I saw like five lines because people were making their own line. But that the first, you know, you walk in, there's that first well. That line, when I got there, was right to the, like, the little gate entry thing.
Yeah.
But at one point, I looked out, and it was going down the sidewalk. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I heard there was a line to get in.
Yeah. There was, yeah. We had to stop at the door for some time. I have no idea how long it was.
Yeah, wow. You never get out from behind
it
that
was,
bar.
It was quarter to two before I saw anything past the first person in the bar.
Wow.
My world is very small.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
But it's, oh, but I'm sure you realize, like, in the midst of all of your stuff, the fact that you've got everything behind your bar and behind your story in your storage room, all right there. Nobody has to go anywhere to get
it's
anything.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's we don't have to fight through that crowd.
Yeah.
At all to get. Great. Any,
oh, and speaking of fighting through the crowd, if you do fight through the crowd, you will find that there are lovely, spacious, palatial restrooms at the Cobalt.
That's true. Yep.
My gosh,
they're lovely.
They're lovely, and there's plenty of room for everybody.
I even have my own. There's the Cat Carlson Memorial.
Oh, of course, there's
a restroom. Yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, and you guys even have one in the back?
We have one of our
own. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah,
it's tucked around the corner. You can get to it, and you're welcome to use it.
Oh, the one, really. The hidden one around front that I didn't know was there until somebody else told me about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe there was another one in the back. But
we pile a lot of shit in front of that to dissuade people from going in there.
There you go.
Because I'll climb over chairs and trash cans to go to the bathroom. I don't give a shit.
Fuck, right. Girls gotta go.
That's how we're keeping people out right now. We just pile a bunch of shit in front of that door.
No, it's closed.
Don't come here. No. But yeah, so I'm today's day 9.
Yeah.
In the midst of all of this, I think it was, I'm going to go with Sunday night. A little insomnia decided to creep up on me. That was really nice. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. No. Brain just won't stop.
I thought I'd go to bed around midnight because, you know, I open on Monday and, you know, ate my ice cream, watched a little TV. Oh, I guess I'll go to bed, whatever.
Wide awake.
Tick, 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 tick. Like an hour and a half later, one of the guys, Abel, that I work with, texted me, asked if I was up because he was just getting off shift at the bar. And I was like, well, I can be. I got back out of bed, put my headphones on. He called. I talked to him for like an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I was up till like 4. You know, last night about the same song and dance, so we'll see.
Well, wait till it comes around to my turn. I have a suggestion for you.
Oh. Do you?
Oh. Good, because I'm having insomnia too.
Yeah.
Oh, for the insomnia part.
Is it Safeway sushi?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's how to get more mercury in your body.
That's good, because I feel like a little low on the mercury today, yeah.
Well, you could just share your insomnia solution now, or unless you want to save it.
Is there a new segment? Yeah, I have no other updates.
It's our insomnia assistance program.
Yeah. Again, laser focus.
Laser focus.
On the pulse of sleeping. Mr. Wilkie, what have you done in the past week?
Well, not much new. It's the same old, just
getting
ready.
You had a meeting today.
I had a meeting at ASU today, getting ready. Starts next week, so that was good. Went to the Cobalt, friends and family. That was fantastic. I loved it. So that was good. That got me out of the house. And I have insomnia, too. And it seems to just be in a sustained state of...
Mm-hmm.
So I will warn everybody, I'm on about 3 hours of sleep.
Oh,
so,
good. This will be a great
so
show.
So after a couple of glasses of wine, that should be very interesting.
Yeah.
Hour 3 is going to be real.
Not saying that it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. There's no guarantee that will be a positive thing.
A pretty
thing
girl is like a melody.
Oh, good. We're singing this one, too. I like it.
That was from a hangover, wasn't it?
I like singing.
When he and I lived together in the townhouse, we had a rough night.
We did.
And the next morning, I can't remember if he was in the kitchen or I was in the kitchen looking up the staircase and the other one coming down. It was a pretty girl. It's like a melody.
Like a melody.
It was rough. That was one of the ugliest walks of shame back into a kitchen.
Oh, no.
It's like watching a corpse come back to life. So I think it was me.
Could be.
Seems plausible.
Yes.
Al, how are you doing?
On the hunt. Well, I was actually put something onto the Book of Faces last week about a referral that I needed, bitching about my medical professional not having to be brought up to date on insomnia for the 4 millionth time.
I read that. I saw
yeah.
that.
But the referral had nothing to do with the insomnia. These were unrelated topics.
Right. But what you should have... Pause for just a moment. What you should have lived through, which you couldn't because you were working...
Very busy.
You should have lived through... him at the friends and family event, several of those mixed cocktails in, telling the story over and over, and every time he told it, it got louder and louder.
Oh, I was.
What was the story? Is what I.
Well, he's going to go through.
Oh, this story right
part
here.
Part of okay. it. Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah, now, it was anger. It was anger.
I already told it once tonight, so I'm done. We're down to once a day quotas on this one.
All right.
But because of the unfortunate medical human that I go see. I just put down there about the insomnia because that, like, tripped us up. That's not what I was there for. I needed the referral. But I put that on the Book of Faces, and I got all of these suggestions for solutions for insomnia.
Oh.
And one of the easy ones that I found, as long as your kidney function is up to snuff, and natural, is magnesium supplements.
Sure.
400 milligrams of magnesium oxide. It relaxes all your muscles. It has a way of kind of slowing down your brain if it's like brain racing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did still take my melatonin, and I did.
Is that an as needed, or you take it all the magnesium every day?
Well, that's a good question. Is it a buildup?
Ooh, we're maybe learning something.
Because the whole
here.
Buildup thing is, you know.
No. It's okay. immediate. It's like, instant. Yeah, you're okay. Unless you're low on magnesium, and the first one's just going to keep you from dying.
Is there a lot of magnesium in my Taco Bell lunch?
There can be. Magnesium comes, it comes from the dirt, so it's actually an actual mineral. So green leafy vegetables, all those places, lots of lettuce on your taco. You know, the taco salad may have more than others, who knows?
Interesting.
Not really a green leafy vegetable, but we're going to allow it.
The bowls are lovely, though.
Yeah.
They really are. Fried. Tasty, too. I like them.
Yes, they are.
Quite some trouble. Chips. So, one of the people that was nice enough, because it came up like 3 times, so I'm like, I gotta Google this shit, because I've never heard this magnesium for sleeping thing before.
Mm-hmm.
So, did a little Googling. They recommend it for muscle relaxation, I guess. Bodybuilders and weightlifters will often take a magnesium supplement to, like, relax their muscles after a hard workout.
Hmm.
But it's very soothing. It also relaxes your smooth muscle in your body a little tiny bit. So you also become very regular. So if constipation and sleeplessness are a problem, well, my stars aren't both.
Magnesium does a lot for you.
Two problems, one elegant solution.
Sleeping and moving at the same time.
The one thing to
keep
in
mind.
Did
you sleep, though?
Danger.
Yes.
Okay,
danger.
So it worked?
There is some rubbles.
Yes.
So
the one thing to remember, though, is constipation is also a side effect of insomnia.
Because,
yeah, because you need that time to sleep and rest and heal your body. One of the things, feeding and breathing, digestion takes place.
That actually makes
most
sense. Optimally
when you're at rest. You know what I mean? Your body's digesting that food. Everything's doing its job.
Very busy.
Your blood is not needed for hands and feet and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it quite lovely. I really had to fight it off. I wasn't expecting it to have such a relaxing effect. And I was waiting for my washer to get done to throw my scrubs in the dryer and just about knocked myself out of my chest.
I envision you like an amoeba on your couch.
I was trying to like read things on my iPad.
That sounds like heaven, though.
And I couldn't do it.
So is there...
I couldn't do it.
A certain amount you... take or
well now I
maybe you took
yeah,
too much
no, maybe no. you doubled up there
and of course I did look at the milligrams, so I guess 200 to 400 I just assumed after this many years of insomnia that we were going to go right to the 400
right
but I did hear up to 800 but then you need to wear a diaper to
okay all right
because then it's not so much a side
don't
effect
you already?
As it is
yeah.
what you were
I,
going
you
for
already?
Don't you already
At 800 milligrams, that's really what you were shooting for. You're just glad you were
just
asleep.
Sleep in the bathtub at that point. Is
right. Just bring
with no water.
Just bring a pillow.
I don't know what you do in your bathtub, but I don't shit in mine.
No, but I'm just saying safe. I mean, I'm just thinking that's the safer.
Yes.
What happened? I cracked the text message.
Oh, my God.
We're still talking about magnesium,
wait,
right?
So, I checked one message, and suddenly we're shitting in the tub.
So, yeah, exactly.
Because of her.
I just thought it was the same thing if you just are in the tub already. If something happens,
yeah, I mean, it is an easier rinse-off.
Yeah, it is.
Because sleeping at the car wash isn't as fun as it used to
be. It's like if you've ever had food poisoning.
Yeah.
And you're continually throwing up. And at one point you're like, I'm not going to throw up, go to bed, go back to bed. I'm just going to lay here on the cool floor. Oh. And just, it felt.
Haven't we all thrown just a pillow thrown down up. In the bathroom?
I like that he blames it on food poisoning. It's usually alcohol poisoning.
Oh, no.
It makes me
okay,
sleep
so
in the bathroom.
Do you want to know something really weird in my adventures in alcoholism?
Boy, do I.
I have never really thrown up from drinking. Thrown up from food poisoning. I've had friends, family, acquaintances, all kinds of people who are like, they drink and then they throw up.
Ugh.
I have like, I think once, but
I think
in high school.
My whole life.
I never
literally
really have.
Once or twice from drinking, throw up. But, uh-huh. But I just not my deal. I don't just.
Me
I'm not that smart. It took me a good long time to learn my drinking point.
But when you learned, you were done.
And,
right?
then I was 100% done. Yeah.
Sure.
Offer me a shot sometime. The answer is nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
And we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
How dare you?
Down.
Yeah, if you want to stop being friends
with
Kat,
start
out with shots.
Oh, yeah. And shots.
And I don't do them at all. But I also, most
of the
time.
That's where all the vomit comes from is shots.
I most of the time make myself throw up. The spontaneous vomiting is rare. I just know when it's time to go into the bathroom and stick the finger down.
You're
gonna
Karen Carpenter your way through this whole show.
No, but because I had alcohol poisoning.
Keep eating,
once.
By all means, Kat. I want you to keep eating.
We're
your
only talking about vomiting
way,
and shit. So just enjoy your dinner.
What do you think I do at my fucking job?
None of these things.
I watch people vomit and shit while I try to enjoy a nice burrito.
And you know, Kat
what
does
do you
too.
Think I do at my
so
job? Right?
In an interesting way, your jobs are more alike than you thought, Al.
Yeah.
Oh, we knew.
Yeah.
I have one other quick question on the, because we have to get my insomnia diagnoses quickly.
Magnesium, so, apparently,
yes,
Doug.
But Benadryl, which I know.
And I keep that on. I took both.
But do you take one or two?
I take one, but some of the people I work with take two.
Two?
Seven? Yeah.
And if you've had anything to drink, will you like Heath Ledger out of here or
on
no?
On the air, I won't say, but.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. The answer. No. I mean, everybody's different.
We'll talk later.
I have enjoyed a couple of glasses of wine and taken
okay,
a Benadryl.
That's okay.
Because alcohol keeps me awake now, so that's one of the
problems.
Well,
that's the other thing I was wondering too, is because my strategy was like, well, maybe I'll have a glass of wine, you know, before I, you know, to help. And I'm wondering if that having wine is disrupting the sleep pattern, and maybe that's what's contributing
to
the insomnia.
Luckily, the wine has not done me wrong. The vodka does. The wide.
I wonder if the product ZQL, which is the, you know, the NyQuil sister that just doesn't have the snuffing,
the
sneezing, coughing, aching, and stuffy head fever, so you can rest.
Most of those are Benadryl.
But I didn't know if maybe there was magnesium in it. I think you should read the label.
You probably could.
I don't know.
Now that I know, there might be lower, like 200 of magnesium.
Because they have according to the label on this product, it says it's a non-habit forming, and it doesn't have all this stuff. It just has the sleeping portion of
and
the program.
And 99% of the time, that's Benadryl.
Benadryl,
that's
probably,
what Tylenol PM is. That's what Aleve PM is. It's Aleve with Benadryl. The second ingredient is always Benadryl.
And did they put alcohol in them too, the liquid ones, or not?
NyQuil usually has alcohol.
Yeah.
It has an alcohol content too. Mm-hmm.
Didn't know.
But I mean, you've got to seriously.
I do enjoy
to get to our
NyQuil.
Levels of a nice buzz.
Yeah. A couple
two
bottles
spoons
of NyQuil
is going to get you close.
That little cup is just a suggestion, by the way.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Well,
but
now that we've had our senior ailments section of the show.
Yeah.
Well, luckily that insomnia.
It's almost what's wrong with Katie at this point.
Yeah. But I will tell you, the insomnia is pretty consistent with me.
Does somebody have parvo
most
at all?
Of my
anybody
life.
Parvo?
No, parvo.
If only Harrison was here to share the parvo story. But
Oh no.
But she did send me a text message today. She's working late today. She I don't think she's going to be joining the show tonight. She's working. Huh. She's very busy. But she
on
sent
her
me
behalf. I got, because we had been talking about the Golden State Killer during one of our visits, and she's the one that told me.
And you've
me
been
about,
talking about it for weeks.
Yeah, she's the one that told me about that book by that Michelle McNamara. So the next time I saw her, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm actually reading that book, and I was telling her about it because we were so interested in the DNA aspect of it. And so she was sick of the wait at the library, so she just went ahead and bought it. And now she's scared to death. She's like sleeping with all her lights on. Because she kind of lives in the area that he would have loved. Like, she lives in a, you know, she's in a hilly community up in the hills. That I went.
Dateline wants to come visit to figure out why is everybody dying.
Yeah, why is everybody missing?
Keith Morrison shows up and just starts interviewing people.
And you, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, just the same. Going through all of the... the Cobalt excitement there, and then Heat, just like everybody else, it's just
horrible.
We deal with it every year, I know, but every year we deal with it, we're a year older.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, so I mowed a.
Don't forget that part of the.
You'll
map.
Catch up.
I've dropped stuff off my resume. I'm getting younger by the time.
No, so I did a. I was doing a for a friend. I forget what day it was. I mowed their yard for them.
Yeah.
Oh. And it was a front only. It wasn't the full yard. It was just like basically.
I've
just,
had dates like that.
It was just weeds. It was just weeds.
It wasn't going to be anything
right,
major.
No.
Front only. No backyard.
Right.
Don't mind the weeds.
Damn near killed me. Damn near killed me.
I think we're dating the same guy.
Right. So I learned. Well, we aren't going to do that anymore. So this morning I did my own, but I was up at 8 o'clock this morning and did it, and everything was perfectly fine at that temperature of
right,
the morning.
Right.
But if you wait until 10:30, 11, you're no.
All bets are off.
No, let all of the other younger people do that for you. So that was that's always a good time. I'm doing one of the new clients that I have is we were talking about this, the realtor. Mm-hmm. Well, I've decided, and I already talked to her about this, I'm like, I don't like how you guys do houses. And she goes, well, this isn't my house. I would never have done it this way, blah, blah, blah. So the people who are flipping the house, they decided, these two guys who invested together, they decided, well, we'll just do it all ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, it all goes to shit because a general they're way over budget now, and now they're trying to play catch up that should have been on the market like 4 weeks ago, and it's not even close to ready yet. Blah blah blah. Well, the big thing is they tiled every wall in that house. It's just I think of it though. It's not. It's much bigger than yours. It's. I think it's just like the Stone Cold Mansion because every fucking wall is tile. Well, they want everything hung on all of these walls. Drilling through this tile has been a bitch.
Tiles walls.
Oh, the whole goddamn all tile. That's
crazy.
They're all decorative. It's all decorative high end tile. It's beautiful.
I was gonna say in their defense, beautiful. There are some gorgeous tile
really
finishes
is beautiful.
Out there.
But
that go perfectly on walls.
But oh my gosh,
I have never seen a tiled wall.
It took in four.
I'm a bad guy.
In 4 hours today, in what I was doing, I drilled 10 holes in tile, and. That's about all I did for four fucking hours is just to drill 10 holes. And it was like a couple of mirrors and a couple, like a toilet paper holder in a wall and a towel rack and something. And I'm going back for like 2 more days this week to finish this. I mean, it's billable hours, but my God, I never want to hang shit in tile ever.
Yeah, I guess my sister's bathroom is tile walls.
But but again, it's beautiful tile.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, but it's, in fact, one I touched, I actually thought it was wood. Because the grain on the tile, the face of the tile was...
Grab that wood, girl.
Because I had to ask one of the guys, I'm like, is that actually wood? Is it a laminate of some sort? And he goes, no, that's all tile. Yeah, I learned it was tile when I drilled that shit.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh.
The balance.
And this is a house in Central Phoenix that's just up the road off of Central and Rose.
$700,000, right?
1.5.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you!
1.5.
Anything, all those houses north of Camelback on Central are fucking million-dollar houses.
It's, and I'm looking
that
at...
There's a lot
quickly.
Of money there.
And I'm looking at this going, uh-uh. But then I was reminded, because we've talked
they
about this before...
They were 5 to 8 a couple years ago.
We were talking about this before, a few, in the past month or so. I saw a headline in something I was reading that was saying that now the housing prices are now above where they were when the bubble hit in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's coming.
Come on,
crash. Bubble.
Mama's ready to buy a house.
That's right. Newscast.
Because I know my mom watches, relentlessly. She watches all of, we have a few houses around town that we know that we like, and we watch to see what the pricing is, because it's been on the market for a while, or some have not. But she watches to see, the rise and fall of what they do. Like this one across the street from me went for $270,000. And I'm like, really? Yeah. This shithole, but what they did, it's the location, A, it's the land and the house. It's a shell. They're going to gut it.
The one on the corner of, was it Pearson? Is the next one up?
Right on the corner?
They wanted like 320 or 340. And I mean, they've done some stuff to it, but still.
Yeah.
Like, really? It's not that great.
Into my block, second house in, they were at. I've forgotten now what it was, but I want to say at one point they were like at 8.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous, but what they did is they built, virtually built a second house behind, expanded the house, and it makes the square footage huge.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, your look out of your backyard is a parking garage for an apartment complex, but again, you're right here in dead central Phoenix.
Which is where everyone wants to be.
Yeah,
but I agree with you, Kat. I'm waiting on that bubble. Come on, bubble.
Come on, crash, baby.
Economic crash.
Big money, money. No whammies.
Well, I mean, just so other people who are not in houses can buy a house.
As the homeowner in the group, fuck you.
No.
Al's like, no,
but not
please.
In your area.
Yeah. We'd like the crash to skip over your Campbell.
Just your little area.
My block.
Yeah, retains all its value.
Listen, Jenny.
And also while I was, I forget what night it was, I was...
I still have the lowest mortgage in history, so I don't care what it's fucking worth.
No.
I don't know. I think you and my mom are probably neck and neck on that. She worked her deal pretty damn well. And she's watching. She's waiting for her to figure out how much her house is worth, too, because she's looking at comps in her neighborhood. I'm like...
Yeah, I can be out later today.
I watched a documentary that came out about a year ago that it's been in my watch list to watch, and I just never did. So I was sitting there the other night, and there was nothing in my DVR that I wanted to watch, and I was kind of going through some newsy stuff. It's called Chasing Coral. It was very interesting, and there was one before it, not done by the same people. It was called Chasing Ice, and it was a guy who had documented all of the melting of all of the ice up, you know, at the North Pole and all, and how much it's just going away. So this guy saw the film Chasing Ice and emailed or got in contact, however, with the guy who did that first Chasing Ice movie and said, here's what I'm seeing in the coral reefs. And the guy realizes it's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, and it's crazy when you realize how sensitive this stuff is. Mm-hmm. Huge sections of the Great Barrier Reef. It's and awful. I forget, they gave a percentage, and it's been a couple years ago, and I've forgotten what the number was. But because 2 degrees the oceans have raised, and it's called, they call it bleaching.
Bleaching, yeah.
It literally, the coral just dies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And all it leaves is the skeletal, which when you see coral, you think that's coral, but that's dead coral.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it just leaves the skeletal portions of it. But it was a 90-minute, it's a great documentary if you can find it. Chasing Coral. They go all over the world, and they had cameras that they specifically built and were designed and developed for them to do time lapse underwater, and they would anchor them at a place to photograph just a coral reef to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They were tracking all of the temperatures all over the globe for all of the different temperature rising and all the stuff. It was fascinating. Yeah. It was interesting. And then they got it with some other oceanologists or biologists,
oceanographers.
Not just an oceanographer, but the study.
Oh, oceanography?
I don't
marine
know.
Biology?
Marine biology. There you go.
They got with some of them who were doing stuff and were actually talking about this back in the 70s about how wonderful, how lush, how great everything was, and were forewarning way back when about stuff like this, how delicate it was. And they went back underwater with these guys who now are like in their 60s, 70s, who were doing, you know, in their 30s or whatever, were doing these nature shows or whatever they were doing, and went back to the same places. And the guys are like, I'm just in shock. Like, this is not even what I ever saw. It's crazy. So, again, it was Chasing Coral. It was very, very good. And, again, when you're done watching something like that, to me, it makes you feel very small in the grand scheme of the world. And it makes you immediately feel like, I want to do something to do. And again, I just keep having to tell myself, because a lot of these people have great funding behind them and colleges and universities, and they do all this stuff, which is fantastic. But for the average person, you start small. We talk about it politically.
Mm-hmm.
Dog catcher. Mm-hmm. Anything, start small. If you want to make a change. So I've got to figure out somehow, some way, to do something.
I love it.
That makes an impact locally. Mm-hmm. And again, my thing is... People, you know, the alleys being clean, people cleaning shit up.
Now you can
trash
the beach.
Not being somewhere. Oh dear God! With cat,
but it starts here. It takes the canal. It goes to the river. It makes its way to the. I mean, it
the knee bone's
the
connected
path.
To the leg bone. Yeah. All that. But if I want that job, I want to drive a tractor on the beach and sweep it every morning.
It's a good job.
I would be up every day at four, three, whatever time they want me there. I would do that every single day. I think that is such a fantastic job. Drive the little tractor and it picks up everything and just lays a beautiful sand down. I just think
it's one of the best
jobs.
Clayton, Jenny, and Al both mentioned something, and I saw it in response to what's happening. They are trying to do this thing called seeding coral, where they're taking live coral and they're growing it in like coral farms,
okay.
Then taking it, going into the reef, and planting it back in. and that is showing some progress in some areas.
And I would understand doing that, but doesn't that only work if the temperature drops
exactly
in the oceans?
And I can't remember what there's something.
Yeah,
that
I saw the same thing
there,
you saw, Al, where they're seeding
it. Them from the temperature, or somehow getting a cooling system. There's something that they're doing. It's some big project.
It's so important, though, because it's the coral is a whole like ecosystem.
Right, of the whole goddamn ocean.
It's the whole
maybe
thing.
It's they're putting shade over parts of it. There's something that's going on to stop the bleaching.
Oh.
And it's being, it's like mildly successful, but I cannot remember what it was. I saw it on...
I saw it, too. Yeah. I think it was on Vice.
Don't know. It's just, it's amazing. And again, it goes back, all of the crazy amount
Clayton,
of
Clayton, it's
plastics.
A city job. You can get a city, the city
there
job
you go.
Of there. Mm-hmm. Where Jenny is.
Oh. Beautiful Santa Barbara.
Whoa.
That's a city to have.
That's a city
to go to.
It certainly
Mom,
is.
We're moving to Santa Barbara.
Glorious news.
Oh, my gosh. No, that would be... Oh, I'm sure cities like that, because tourism is such a huge thing. Then
they
want everything,
that beach clean.
Right,
sure.
They want everything just to be pristine.
There's probably private beaches.
It's
too,
unfortunately. I wish that all cities were like that. I still, at some point, I think it would be just to see how it looks. I want to go to Singapore because they are clean. Everything. It's like Disneyland.
My friend Shane is in Singapore right now. Oh, mm-hmm. Follow him. He is currently
the one from Washington that you travel with often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that I just want to see how a city looks like. It's Disneyland. Disneyland is fastidious about all of everything. They don't let a cigarette butt, gum, nothing is ever anywhere. It's just perfectly...
They just shoot you.
Yeah, they sure.
Goofy comes out
Goofy
with an
comes
air
out,
rifle
just
and blows you
boom,
up.
You're done.
You're dead.
Oh, smart. Related to this, about cleaning stuff up and so forth, I found out on Sunday, went to dinner at Fez with a couple friends after the whole Sunday fun day, and I just probably wasn't into it. We went there and found out that Fez no longer hands out straws.
I did hear that.
They no longer they do have straws, but they are biodegradable, whatever the hell it is.
Lesbian fucking straws.
They do not pass out straws anymore anywhere.
Is that what they call them? I've been Google searching for them. Is that what I need to Google?
That's what he calls it. But the server was like, they always had them in their little apron, and he's I haven't gotten used to not grabbing for them yet.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's got more room for pins or whatever the hell they're going to keep in those little aprons. I'm not sure. But I thought there's somebody starting local. Mark Howard and our friends at the... and Tom Jetland is part of that.
Yeah.
Starting in...
Yeah, because the only thing I drink through a straw really is my hot coffee. Mm-hmm. So I went to...
So when it hits the roof of your mouth, it scalds
so
instantly?
It really just scalds in the back and not in the front.
Well, I also get my coffee with a couple of ice cubes with it to avoid that, because I've done this once or twice. So... I went to Urban Beans, that lovely place with the quiche and the beans, and then they got a little wine bar attached.
And they're open all night.
They're just continually
right
to thrive.
Right there on 7th Street, right?
Based on what they did with straws, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're
so
open
So the first
all
time
night.
I went in there, Shut I put my... And I didn't, you know... I limit to where I get real pushy with my ordering, so I'm like, just a black coffee with a straw. By the time I get to work, it'll be the right temperature, and then I drink it all night. But if I need the hit right now, and I, you know,
find a vein.
We were playing getting to know you in the early days of the Urban Bean, so I didn't want to be the total pain in the ass.
You didn't want to be like, man, I walk into Starbucks, I need a tall pike with three ice cubes.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, and I'm like, I just say a couple ice cubes. So I take the straw, I walk over to the counter, I put the straw in, and the straw completely disappears. And I was like, oh. Well, that's odd. So I get another straw and I put it in and it completely disappeared. I'm like, there's something wrong.
Drink faster.
The lady's like, what? I'm like, am I a magician? Like, look, I can make this straw disappear. Like, what's happening? And she's like, are you putting that into a hot drink? And I'm like, yeah, it's all I drink is coffee out of it.
So they added two cubes of paper?
Cornstarch. They're made out of cornstarch most of the time.
Right.
So just drink out of a Twizzler.
So that's why I love that first episode of Veep. Because that was right out of my life when she's using the cornstarch straws and it bends in her coffee. And she's like, what do I have to do, drink from around a corner?
That's funny.
So I called them the lesbian fucking straws. Then we go to SeaWorld because my friend was dying. I have to make it a Make-A-Wish story where it's unforgivable that I was there. So
Agreed.
We're at SeaWorld with my friend who has just terminal cancer all through her body. And we're like, okay, kids, we're in
secret. It's a Christmas story?
We have to watch the language a little
bit. Listen a little better here.
So the first thing we do is get coffees. I put the straw on, it disappears.
I'm like, same
lesbian
thing.
Motherfucking straws. And we're like, well, I guess no swearing's over. Because the kids here in the coffee shop are all grown up now.
Yeah, now. That's what.
I'm like, I didn't know the first thing they were going to do was like fuck with my coffee.
Yeah, you're the number enemy number one.
I thought Perkins. They only tortured the waiter. Well, I guess I could go along with it.
Wow, you self did that. Yeah. One.
I found the throughput there.
Close that.
They only mistreat the whales.
I apparently need to listen to this show more often. I keep just tuning in and out and going, "What the fuck are we
tuning in and
about
out?
Now?
Tuning even out in here, even uh-huh. not just from beyond. You're tuning in and out as you sit here.
Should I not say that out loud?
It doesn't matter. Half the people in that chat room, you think, listen all the time?
Should I not to aim for?
Should I not admit to having tuned you out for the last 5 minutes?
Actually, you made a comment earlier in the kitchen. Because I do have that box I bought 2 years ago.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
They're individually wrapped, and they're bendy straws. And I've just had them forever and ever. But I use, these are a hard acrylic plastic straws that I reuse over and over and over here in the house. But I really, that whole box is full.
Yeah.
I've used four out of that. It's when I bought them. Yeah, I think it's when I first got my Amazon, and I realized
you
I could order everything.
Crazy.
Yeah, I could order anything.
And you did.
Yeah. So...
Okay, we've all been there.
Yeah.
I've one-clicked a lot of stuff that's currently in my house.
But, I mean, there's no reason to get rid of them because they're still viable straws, but I'm certainly a person who doesn't... I don't throw anything out, period. I'm just
I need a coffee cup for work that has the straw in it like my water cup is. That's all I have to do and carry it with me.
Yeah, usually
because at home I stopped using straws a long time ago, you know, in alliance with whatever it is. Feeling for the oceans. I stopped putting the straw in my... It's to keep my teeth white. That's the only reason I do it.
I agree, yeah.
And now I'm just used to it. Yeah. Now I'm just absolutely used to drinking coffee through a straw, so I don't think anything of it. But at home, I don't do it. But when you're driving in the car, like, I just sip through... It's very ladylike, and you very rarely spill or have it go down the front of you.
Right, and if you hit a bump, it really doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, Al, my hole's plugged.
Nero from the Nero from the chat room has a great... Where did it go? Oh, yeah. Have you guys heard... Drinking boiling water through a straw is one of those idiotic internet challenges.
It wasn't.
There you go,
it
Al.
Wasn't the drinking that I heard about, but it was.
I heard about it was throwing it in your face.
It was throwing it on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just called burning people alive.
What the
terrorism,
fuck?
People.
However, I'm still going to go
but
back
again,
to.
But again, I get a couple ice cubes in my coffee, so it's not that hot.
I'm thinking thinning the herd, survival of the fittest.
Thinning the herd is.
If you're stupid enough to do something that takes you out. Maybe it's really for the best.
Yeah,
it just makes me sad. My beloved internet took a turn about 10 years ago. And
yeah.
It's
gone
awful.
Downhill.
It's awful. It's fucking kids.
Oh, it's been turning a lot in that past 10 years.
I know.
A lot.
Sad.
Since when have you avoided red wine?
Have you ever noticed it? I don't drink red wine very much.
Okay.
I do drink. I don't
drink bottles of it at fridge grocery.
Right, no, but we almost always drink white most of the time first.
Yeah.
Oh, I do drink red.
Oh, okay.
But the whole reason that we hold off and don't go right to red is because, as I'm typing the sentence, I've had too much red wine with people with brown teeth. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, cautionary tale.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I stick to white wine and make sure I find good white wine is I just don't want the brown teeth in public. And
interesting.
The date that I was on, the mortifying date where I thought everything was just going swimmingly. I thought we were having a lovely time. We were about to sign the contract.
And
everybody was good. I went to wash my hands in the bathroom and had like the Hawaiian Punch mustache from the red wine. And my front four teeth were brown.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
And I was like, so that's why he's trying to chew up his own paw to get out of here.
Hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I used to actually not drink coffee only because I was concerned about the tea thing. So then I got into like iced coffees with a straw, and I would just try not to hit my teeth because I was always so concerned about that. And now there's, in fact, I think I need to write a little calm down crest.
Yeah.
I need to write a letter to them because used to be you had you had a mint and you had regular toothpaste, right? Well, then they started coming out with all the different things. There's all the, like, there's HD white, there's this, and there's a kit for whitening, and there's all these different things. Well, now you go, and there's, like, 17 different versions of this whitening kit. And I'm like,
it's crazy.
Come on.
This is something very specific to America. I've had this conversation with other people before about the toothpaste thing. And then Colgate will do it. And all the other ones.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very American.
When I was in Europe, And I love this about both in, like in Germany, in Spain, when you go, there's toothpaste. And then there's just like two, that's it.
That's it, that's right. It.
And you get your toothpaste and you leave. Right. And now you're standing in, you know, Target or Walgreens or the grocery store or whatever, and you're staring, and it is so overwhelming. I'm like, which one am I supposed to buy? Like, yeah. I can't even, so, like, well, comprehend all of the...
Safeway that has four kinds of cereal.
It has 900. Yeah, yeah, that is exactly. So true.
And I don't get... And I, this is what I need Crest to tell me. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I called them once and asked the question. Because they've got, like...
Crest?
No, I did. I called from the store. I called the 800 number and I asked them. Because they've got like the HD white whatever bullshit. So they've got Brilliant White, then there's like Glamorous White.
Do you think the ingredients are any different though?
I don't know. I'm not reading through all of those.
I use like, the 3D white.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's no, like that's what I like.
But it's like being in the paint store.
Oh my God.
White, pearl white, beige white.
Yeah.
Eggshell white.
Criminy. Just give me
eggshell white looks like somebody smoked in your house.
Whatever, just turbo white my fucking teeth. Let's move on with this.
Yeah, Years ago, somebody did smoke.
I hear you.
So anyway, that's what really grinds my gears this week is just that.
Me too.
No, I guess it's white teeth and healthy bowel movements and a good night's sleep for all of us.
Wow. Oh, if only life was full of those things. Yeah. Or not full, depending on how your constipation goes. Oh, my God. I don't think we need to worry about an obsession. Does anybody have an obsession?
I just always throw mine in entertainment.
I think there you go. That's been it.
And Jenny went to a big box store. I got sucked into by Shane into what was pretty much a Costco in Spain. And I was like, my all my illusions about Europe died.
Oh.
When I saw like 12 packs of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're not living any differently. They just hid this store better.
Underneath some lovely exterior motif that looks old and
exactly.
Blends in with something.
Some kind of Spanish courtyard. The next thing you know, this is a big box.
Would you like a sample? Would you like a sample?
And they really, really did have all that stuff, yes.
Oh, they've Americanized all of those fucking boxes.
That's unfortunate.
Well, shopping for a family is still shopping for a family. It doesn't matter what country you live in. You still have to feed five people for five to 7 days.
No,
it takes a certain amount of foods. I don't need, I just never need that much food. You know what I mean?
Actually, I bought bread at the Costco here because I was there and I'm like, you bite two loaves of bread. And I was really surprised within days it had all turned. So I took it back and the girl literally said, she goes, just stop. She goes, I don't know what it is. She goes, for some reason all of our bread turns moldy within just a few days. And but when you go to
preservatives or no preservatives.
But oh my God. So I buy the regular Sara Lee bread, which will last weeks and weeks.
I'll buy a half a loaf at Safeway and sometimes I don't get to the end of it before the last one's got mold on it.
Safeway's fresh bread has no preservatives.
Yeah. And not a lot of people know this, but your bread is in the freezes beautifully section of your cookbook.
I have to put it in the freezer for that reason.
And you can actually put sliced bread in the freezer and it will thaw within about 15 minutes of you wanting a sandwich.
But thaw it like, in a baggie, not out on the...
Yeah, well, it'll dry out on the counter.
Again, we have made a cooking show.
I know.
My grandmother, because you're shopping for more people, we're shopping for one. There's a big difference.
I have to feed those people, too?
Yeah, well, someone's buying them
food. Someone's buying them food.
But because my grandmother was always buying food for, like, more people, she froze milk. So she would buy a couple gallons of milk, put one in the freezer. Because I told you, in the town that I'm from, you have two refrigerators. Like, there's people that don't have
two refrigerators.
Oh, I understand. Are you poor?
My grandmother had three.
Yeah. You don't have a fancy car. You just have another refrigerator. Yeah. But there was milk frozen out there. There was loaves of bread frozen out there. And you unfroze it in the baggie.
Sure.
Which is, I think, what you don't have to put it into the bag it came in. It's fine. Just don't open it up.
Well, but
if you take one out,
you're freezing sliced bread to thaw as you use it. Like you can go straight from freezer to toaster. Super fine. It's going to be amazing and delicious.
Right.
But if you want like just soft fresh bread, sandwich, maybe put it in a
same thing for tortillas
bag.
If they're frozen.
And again, I'm thinking of feeding more.
Put
people.
Put it in a baggie and then it thaws.
Yeah.
Your mother Clayton in the chat room had a very interesting idea for whitening teeth.
Baking soda
and vodka.
Yeah. Now, when she says brand vodka, does that mean brand,
I think. Vintage brand.
I don't know if it's brand or just random vodka.
Maybe it's rare.
Rare.
I don't know. But
comma means, are those separate or together?
baking soda and vodka. I'm willing to try it.
And below that, Jenny says bladder leakage hasn't been covered. So that's another topic we need
and
to
And Al, after you...
There's something to look forward to, my gosh.
After you whiten your teeth with the baking soda and vodka, you can clean your bathtub out.
Yeah.
With the same solution.
Same paste.
Smile and rub my teeth in the tub.
Smart. You do it while you're taking a shower. You just, swish that all around and then spit it on the wall.
Do everything in the shower.
What could be better than rubbing your foot into the spit out vodka and baking soda and cleaning your tub?
And it exfoliates your feet.
Yeah.
You can exfoliate your feet.
One elegant solution.
Yes, it's a lovely thing.
One last thing before we move on about the cooling about where you lived in Buffalo or Nero.
I'm from Niagara Falls.
I've heard that before, yes.
Which is near Buffalo.
Near Buffalo.
Nero was talking about you quickly figure out freezing preserves your food. I remember you telling me, because I've always lived here, about how when people would store their beer, they just put it in the garage, and then you don't ever need to put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, when we had
beer, and it's already cold. And that just, I could not wrap my mind around that.
We literally stored booze in the snow on the deck.
Oh, sure.
Like, we, holiday parties, holiday season comes around from Thanksgiving until, like, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
There was beer in a snowdrift on the deck.
Mm-hmm. And you certainly didn't need...
Oh, I'm fine.
I usually just put it out there. You put all the wine and everything you want cold in the garage. Yep.
Put it
My
out
sister
there.
Still does
Yeah.
Oh, there's stuff out in the garage. It's cold. Of course it is. 30 fucking degrees.
Right?
It's just like your refrigerator. Right.
It's got to be boozy enough to not freeze.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And my grandmother, I don't recall if she had a second refrigerator. It seems like at one point she did in the garage, but I think that was only when they got the new one. But always, there was the full-size, taller-than-me, stand-up extra freezer.
And that does count.
Everything was in there.
Judges did allow the freezer.
Oh, my grandmother had the regular, like what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever have the flat one?
She had the chest freezer.
Yeah, the
and that was full.
Because that's where bodies go.
Right. Well, I think that's why they had it.
Your bodies.
Yes. And part of that, when I was a little kid, I recall from the very, and we've talked about this before too, because my grandfather raised beef cattle. So when he would choose whatever random one in the winter, he would go to the butcher with all of them, and that truck that's in your garage, he would load and drive to the three daughters' houses. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my mother's one of those daughters. And he would just back it up, and we would take it all out of that and fill that chest freezer.
Sure.
And you'd have fantastic meat forever.
Yeah. You're not going to starve.
No.
You got that one cow that won't stay in the fence.
No.
That's a bunch of frozen bread. Bitch.
And also, why you don't name...
You'll have a beef sandwich.
Yes.
With just one baggie.
Yeah, don't name the cows.
Do not name them.
No.
The ones you're going to... Yeah,
that's Larry
you're
eating there now.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
We don't care.
That documentary Evil too. Genius that ends with, this is 911. My neighbor has a body in her freezer. And you're like, this was about a bank robbery. Have you guys watched that yet?
No, I actually was going through documentaries in my bed. I'm like, I can't start this right now.
Oh, that was, I recommend it for people who can't sleep because it's only 4 hours. And it is, it's fantastic.
No, I saw that. I'm like, nope, not going to start today, Berta. I'm like, I can't start this one.
An investigation into a bank robbery, the last episode ends in...
I got a body.
Dear 911, there's a body in my neighbor's freezer. Just thought you'd like to know.
Oh, my heavens.
Did you ever watch the show?
What happened? No, I'm keeping that right there so I know where it is. Thanks. By the way, Doug was just showing me something off camera here. He broke something here in the studio a couple weeks ago. He was messing around. When he was filling in for Al sitting there, he broke Al's microphone stand.
Doug, if you'd be so kind, I'll take a beer off that.
Oh, my gosh. We're hanging. Taking a... Would you quit putting it there? Because that's where I know I'm going to get loose. So put it here.
Drink orders. If you like, sure. I will take a full service.
Look at that.
Doug, the open. Cool
thank you, sir,
when
or
it
ma'am.
Broke, it went up in the air.
And into your pocket, and then you stole it and took it home.
Oh.
He washed his clothes, took his clothes. What's this? Big piece of metal comes out of his.
A thief and a bartender. I knew I liked you.
Well, let's move on. And
she can thaw bread.
Let's move on and do this as we wrap up our first hour. This is our headline segment, a tease, going into hour two, where we tell you the stories that we're going to touch on in the beginning of our second hour. A valedictorian gets a full scholarship.
Some shit I'm going to find in the next 10 minutes.
Twins marrying twins, and that's not even the weird part.
I guess I didn't understand Judgment Free Zone.
Driver fined for transporting garbage.
Real estate follow-up.
A helpful reminder from the CDC.
One-time use only, please.
Also, concert goer tries to steal private jet. He's my hero for this week. These stories coming up here in just the next few minutes on Q-Talk America. Oh, it'll be exciting for everybody. Stay in the chat room, get a beverage. Hang on, we'll be right back. It's Q-Talk America.
So, oh my God, is this not your mother's recipe?
Yes, and now I'm passing it on to you. So try to keep up.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
Educates, syncopates.